blessing on her every day. I wanted to start my sermon by telling you a story.
And the story has a purpose because it shows that you never know what kind of seed you may be planting, what kind of seed of faith you may be planting in those around you. My son Aaron is a paramedic in Indiana, 42, and quite a few years ago now, he married our daughter-in-law Jenny, and Jenny, whenever she would be around us, she would participate kind of and so forth, but she never really got into the service when she was with us. And we, of course, one of the things I want to make sure that I don't forget to say is that all baptized persons are welcome to take communion in our church. And so we told her that she was welcome to take communion, but she never said why she chose not to. My retirement party, before the party actually, at the service prior to that, at the 10:30 service, that was the last Sunday in April there, we had a lot of people in. It was a very special occasion after 20 years, and so our son Aaron and Jenny were here in South Florida at St. John's for our final service there. And after a little while, after the party and so forth, Jenny decided to ask, what does it take to be baptized in the Episcopal Church? And all these years, we didn't know she wasn't baptized. But I think because of our mannerisms, the way that we lived our life of faith, it must have been a seed that had been nurturing and nurturing up through the time. And so she asked, and we said, well, you know, it doesn't take that much. No. But anyway, one of the things that Cheryl said is that we could take you down to the ocean and baptize you right now, if you want. And that even lay people can baptize in the, you know, can do a baptism in an emergency. So anyway, so that was the story. I said, well, look into that. And so all of a sudden, not long after that, Cheryl gets a message from Jenny that, do you really have to get baptized in the ocean? She says, I'm afraid of water. And so anyway, Cheryl assured her, no, you do not have to get baptized in the ocean. We then talked to her about, because we wanted to make sure she was serious, we talked about there was an Episcopal church in the town, in the city that they live in, Huntington, Indiana, Christ the King Episcopal Church. I contacted the priest there, and lo and behold, Father Ted knew us from 34 years ago when we first started attending St. Andrew's in Kokomo, Indiana. And so we knew the priest there, and we talked about it, and I talked with Jenny about baptism and sent her information and those kinds of things. And so about a few weeks ago, maybe a month, we went to Indiana on vacation, and on Thursday of that week, we had a baptism at Christ the King. Very special. And she says such kind words on Facebook about us and things. I if I could have blushed over the internet, I would have. And so she said some really nice things. And then on Sunday, she had her first communion, and we were able to be present for that. So it was a very special time. And so that's part of, I mean, today's gospel, everybody knows, was about the rocky soil and all the different kinds of soil. Growing up on the farm, I knew about fertile soil. I knew about trying to plant on rocks, and we spent days sometimes trying to clear the rocks out of the field and things. So, of course, I could really relate to it, and it's great how God works things out. And that's the gospel for today. So we never know how our seeds of can be can take fruition. Sometimes it's years down the road before it actually happens. One of the things that I want to talk to you about, I know it's summer, and you know a lot of people feel like, well, it's summer, so we don't really need to go to church that much. I think that that's not really the case. We need to be at church. We need to keep our faith alive. We need to nurture our faith, make sure that it's on good soil. And so it's really important to do that. Why? Because I think that our faith is something that's so very important to offset the evil in the world. And if you don't think there's evil in the world, just watch the evening news. Or don't watch the evening news is my advice to you. Just get the headlines. Maybe you can just view the headlines on the internet, but if you watch the evening news, it'll make you just feel down and down and down. And so keep your faith strong so that the evil of the world does not prevail. We need to take our faith seriously. Keeping your faith on good soil, we need to do the work of practicing it. We've got young people here because we do have young people here. I've seen y'all because I've been here since May. Young people, when we practice, we get better at things, right? That's the important thing about practice. So practicing your faith is so important. And that means prayer. That means praying. That means listening to God's word. It means receiving the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. It means being together in church for corporate worship, supporting each other, loving each other, loving our neighbor as ourselves. That's what we're talking about. You have to practice your faith. You say, oh, I got this going on, or, you know, I've got to watch the rerun of some TV show. No, you need to be here practicing your faith. Another important part of keeping our faith in good soil is following through on our baptismal promises. Last week there was a baptism here, and we say the baptismal covenant together. And sometimes I think we say it maybe too fast, and we don't absorb it. So I'm going to ask you to take your prayer book out, turn to page 304. We're going to have a little lesson here. Page 304. Actually, let's see, where is it at? There it is. Page 304 at the bottom. There are questions. Okay? I want you to think about the questions. And at the end of each one, I want you to think about it and say, I will with God's help. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? I will with God's help. Did you hear what that says? It says, continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship. That's what we're doing here this morning. In the breaking of bread. That's what we're doing here this morning. And in the prayers. The second question, will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and your example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Do you see what that says? It says, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? There's a lot packed into those questions. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will with God's help. Think about those words. Striving for justice, striving for peace, striving to respect the dignity of every human being. There's so much packed in those questions, and sometimes I think we say them without really thinking about it. Okay. So the best way to have a good solid base for your faith is to have it planted in good soil, fertile soil, watering it, nurturing it, just like we nurture our faith, by being here, by breaking bread together, by loving each other, by supporting each other. So let's strive always to keep our faith on good soil. We sometimes don't know how our seeds of faith may be planted in others and how long it might take for it to sprout. I have a couple of cases. A gentleman in my first parish, he didn't go to church. His wife, his mother-in-law were very involved in our church, but he chose not to ever go to church. He didn't really talk about the faith. And now, all these years later, I hear that he's one of the leaders of the church, and lay reading, even leading in some of the morning prayer and those kinds of things. You never know how you're going to affect other people by showing, by example, the faith that you have. You never know. When I had my retirement at St. John's, we invited people from all over, and somehow a person who we couldn't even remember what he looked like for sure had attended St. John's years ago and had moved away, John Nicholson, and he went over to the West Coast and he was living over there. He contacts us. He finds out that I'm retiring, and he made a point of driving all the way over from the West Coast to attend my last Eucharist over there. I thought he was, you know, not that involved in the church and those kinds of things, but I think that some of the seeds that were planted made him make that choice to go out of his way like that and come over and attend my last service at St. John's. And he made a point also of securing a ticket and going to the retirement party afterwards over at the country club. You never know how you're going to affect other people. My mother and father were very much churchgoers. Every time the church doors opened, it seemed like we were in church. But that's where the seed was planted in me. The seed was planted in me. In Cheryl's case, that wasn't the case, but her neighbors helped nurture her faith. And so now she's very involved. And she was a rectora in the last Women's Crucio for the diocese, very much involved with the clergy spouses in the diocese, and has gone to Our Little Roses with Bishop Friday's wife, Diana, and the clergy spouses for years, maybe 10, 12 and years. But we never know. And one of the things I want to talk to the young people about, your parents, they really know what they're talking about, okay? And you're going to get your faith from your parents. If you're going, I don't know you at all. I'm sorry, I'm singling you out. But if you're going to a public school, you're not going to hear about God. You're going to hear about God from your parents and those other people of faith in your church and the other Sunday school or church school people. That's where you're going to learn about the faith. That's where the seed is going to be planted in you so that you can take their place when you get their age, where their age is right now. Planting seeds of faith is so important. I want to say something, because I don't know when I'll be back up here another time. I think you have a fantastic rector, Father Albert Coutier, such an outgoing, charismatic kind of person. One of the things I want to let you know is I was not a DJ in my past. I was not on Telemundo and doing programs on TV like him. But you are so blessed to have Father Albert as your rector. I want to tell this one story about Father Albert. I've gone with Cheryl in the group a number of different times. I've gone twice to Our Little Roses in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, the home for girls there. And they had the internet. They had a satellite. So we had CNN down there, and so we would know what was going on. And it happened to be that Father Albert was an analyst on CNN that night. And so here we are in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, and lo and behold, there's Father Albert on CNN as an analyst. He's been on CNN a number of different times as an analyst, that kind of thing. So I just wanted to bring that out, that special little story. I want to talk to you just really quickly. I know I don't know how long it's going. I have a Fitbit, but I don't have a watch, and so I don't want to go like that. And if you have a Fitbit, you have to go like that to see what time it is. But anyway, our faith. Our faith gives us such hope in our life. It gives us hope. It gives us meaning to our life. All I can think of is all the horrific things that are going on in the world, all the evil that's out there. Our faith, it can bring us meaning. It can bring us hope. It can bring us a special ultimate purpose. Without it, like I said, I grew up in the faith, so I don't know what it's like not to have it. But all I can think of is if I didn't have that, you know, the lack of hope and meaning would be terrific as far as I'm concerned. Okay, well, thank you very much. I want to ask us all to have a great week, remembering to show by our example by telling others about the good news of God's love in the world. Tell others about the love of this parish. This is a loving parish. People care about each other. I've seen it the last couple of months. There's love here. Tell everybody that you see. Why don't you come to St. Benedict sometime and see what it's like? It's a loving parish. People are not sitting in judgment of you, I hope. Anyway, really, I want to tell you, I like that about Father Albert too. But it's okay to smile in church. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to enjoy yourself. That's a real big thing with me. I remember St. John sometimes, they would come out, and I would get up there and I would say, it's okay to smile. Really, it's okay. So let's have a great week. Show by our example, telling others about the good news of God's love to the world and to support each other in our faith here at St. Benedict's. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.